listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Brought to you by the K Road Business Association and generally a lot of bars on K Road. Specifically today, Love Bucket, should we call it?
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly. Or the Bucket of Love.
Bucket of Love, yeah, as we like to call it.
Very nice. Well, we'll take it. It is a lovely place, actually. John and I can attest.
Welcome, Jack and Hans. How are you?
Very good. It's a pleasure to be here.
Very well, yeah.
You guys are obviously gearing up for a big night because there's a bit of a shindig happening at Love Bucket.
Yes.
Probably all of K Road.
Yeah, people out in K Road. It's going to be a mad
costume
place tonight. It's going to be good fun, though. Tonight at Love Bucket, we have
Libretta Suede and Moondog.
Yeah.
Is it like a Libretta Suede and Moondog DJ set?
Exactly.
Or are they performing live? Are they
DJ
playing
set? DJ set all night
DJ
long.
Set.
Do love
pure vinyl.
Yeah.
Pure vinyl.
I feel like,
yeah, it's going to be good
like
energy.
They've probably got a few grubby little 45s, though. Like, you know what I mean? Some of those real like hip-shaking 45s.
We'll leave that to curiosity.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely. So tonight's going to be a good one. Definitely, if you can make your way up to K Road, Love Bucket, come have a dance. Good fun.
Now, Love Bucket is known for its fantastic cocktail menu.
Yeah.
Are you guys coming in this evening and innovating in cocktail?
Yeah,
what are you guys, what are you making?
We're doing a bit of a different one here today. So we've gone for a sour, which original is a whiskey sour, obviously.
Yeah.
But we've gone with a gin-based. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we've got a gin-based and Pinot Noir sour.
Yes.
So it's kind of...
Oh, that's my new favourite type of red wine.
Oh, there you go.
It was Merlot for a while because I like the medieval vibe I got from it.
Yes.
But now that I'm getting on a bit...
You can go for the softer, elegant tones.
Yeah,
of
the
noir. Classical Pinot Noir.
Yeah, it's easy drinking. You know, Pinot Noir.
I think Big Hungry is just reading Merlot like Merlot. Merlot in second
Merlot,
That's exactly what's happening.
And because they drink Merlot and Camelot, and so...
That's great, it'll work, whatever.
The more you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're using the Odyssey Pinot Noir for our cocktail.
Odyssey, we bought a couple of tasters, actually, for you
yes,
both.
Yeah, so there's a couple of tasters.
Is this the stuff you put the cherries in? No, not just yet.
It's kind of a very elegant and smooth Pinot Noir. Kind of get a little
bit of a plum
and cherry vibe from it.
Exactly, yeah, a little bit of cherry in there. You get
very,
sort of
very soft tannins, very soft tannins.
Yeah.
Little tingle on the tongue.
Kind of red and also a little bit wet.
A little bit red, a little bit.
It's really smooth.
So we went with that. We use this wine a lot at Love Bucket, of course.
Smooth is such a cocktail.
Where is Odyssey from?
Is it?
It is
smooth. Big shout out to Odyssey from Gisborne, making huge splashes in the wine market at the moment.
Yes,
awesome stuff.
Yeah, really
all over
stuff.
The white shirts of the scene.
So we've also
brought along a little snack. Hans is going to start on making the cocktail while I dish out these beautiful little cherries that we've had soaking in some port for a while.
Holy crap, man, they look rad.
I thought they were beetroots. Okay, are we eating one?
Oh, we're eating a cherry.
Trick or treat, boys and girls.
Has it got the pip in it?
Yes.
Yes.
Beware.
Fire
up. It's all right. I'm sure you can make your way around it. So.
Is it healthy?
Yeah, very. You'll notice how
carb
much
free.
How much of that port comes through in the cherries, right?
How long have the cherries been in the wine?
So
or
that,
the port, sorry.
That is a very good question.
These ones?
Essentially, probably a good month.
Yeah, a good month.
A good month.
Month, 4 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. So they really,
that is an
they
alcohol
really bring
cherry.
In a lot of that port.
Have you finished it already?
Yeah.
It's kind of like eating the worm of the tequila kind of thing.
Yes, you know, that's it.
Right,
so that's part of our garnish. So I'll start off by adding 45 mils of the...
We need a mic on you, my friend.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Okay, so this is...
Here we go.
This is going into a shaker, 45
so,
mils.
Yeah, into a shaker, 45 mils of the Odyssey Pinot Noir. So this is beautiful wine we've been tasting here.
That is an alcoholic cherry.
Next up is the Four Pillars... Bloody Shiraz. So,
yeah.
Jack, if you want to talk a little bit about
that. So, Four Pillars decided a few years ago, basically, you know, they're in the heart and soul of Shiraz wine in Victoria,
mm-hmm.
and then also they dabble over into South Australia there as well, near Adelaide, and they basically gathered a whole bunch of the best Shiraz berries that they could find, and we're like, you know what, why not? We'll mix this into our gin and see what happens. So,
all right.
Yeah.
How do they infuse it into the gin?
Pretty much, they just grab the They grab the grapes themselves.
Oh, yeah, have a little.
They de-stem them, and then they pretty much just plop them all into the tankers with the gin. Leave it for a little bit.
Isn't it eight weeks?
Yeah, around eight weeks to 2 months.
It's very purple.
Yeah.
They bring it out, and then they press it,
Jesus.
Add a little bit more gin, and it's all ready to go.
Yeah, so that's 8 weeks of steeping in the gin, and then they press them, get out the juices, and then add more gin. Yeah.
What's kind of classic about this, you know, because gin has generally got all those botanicals in it, so it always has a certain aroma. And totally. I was thinking, a Shiraz gin, I'm not going to be getting too many classical gin notes, but it is true to the gin.
Yeah, they've got the
aroma.
Balance right on that one for
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, but a red gin. Okay, how much did you check?
Some sweetness.
It's definitely purple though.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
a purple drink.
We use 30 mils of this one in here. So 45 of the wine, 30 mils of the gin, and then we move on to cherry herrings. So this is our liqueur that we used in this cocktail. It's beautiful. It's not too sweet. You get nice, vibrant cherry flavor. Cherry herrings, one of my favorites to use. It's most famously used in a Singapore sling.
Oh yeah.
If you've had that, yeah.
So what's here? What is it? 200. What does that mean?
It's a good question. 200 years. Yeah, it's been around.
It's just
1818.
It's 200 years 200 old.
Years. It's a lot.
The brag is right there on the bottle.
So this, very decent. 20 mils. So this is quite a boozy cocktail. So.
All right, we're sitting down. So.
It's also very Halloween themed. So
right,
all of these
blood coming out the side of the face.
Yeah, that's it. You know. Okay. So.
But, well, the name we've given this beautiful little concoction is Blood Moon Rising.
Yes. So this is the Blood Moon Rising.
Very Halloween themed. Unfortunately, as we found out, the next Blood Moon isn't until May 16, 2022.
Yes.
But if you're sitting around, dear listeners, you may as well, you know, pour a little glass and, you know, reminisce.
Yeah, any time from now until that date that
until
you just said.
That date a while away.
Perfect cocktail drinking time for the Blood Moon Rising. That's a nice little pop. So we got some fresh lemon juice here as well. So we're going to be adding this in. We went for 30 mils to get a nice balance. So
yeah, it's
30
normally
mils.
In a sour, it's 30 or 20 depending on what you like. Some people use lime juice. We've gone for lemon just for how it matches up with everything
lemon's
else.
Also,
lemon's more classic.
The bottom line.
Bottom line.
Isn't it? Price point.
Yes.
Limes are fucking expensive, mate.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, definitely. So, you gotta think about that.
The bottom line.
It's outrageous.
Kids, don't become a doctor or anything. Grow limes.
Grow limes, saffron,
and you will become
lime. Plot of land.
Lime, saffron, and DAC.
Yeah,
right.
Seriously.
Get out there.
You will be fine. You will be fine. So we went next ingredient, honey. So we got some fresh New Zealand honey.
Oh, shit, that's runny as hell.
So it's a little bit close to a honey syrup, so we added a little bit of hot water just to get it.
Makes me want to Ricky Martin a little bit,
right?
That runny honey.
Normally people use sugar syrup in a sour. However, honey also makes a beautiful substitute.
Yeah, honey, I find it just adds a bit more depth, you know? Sugar syrup, it's quite plain. Mm-hmm. Honey, you get more flavour notes coming through.
Also, save the bees.
Yeah.
How much honey syrup did you add?
So honey syrup, we went for 15 mils. So not too heavy.
Because
we have a lot of sweetness coming from the cherry herring. Also the gin has a little bit, still quite dry. But yeah, there's other notes. So we just went for less honey in this one. And last ingredient.
Did you just ask a hard question, John? Were you like? You're looking really inquisitive. He's got his nose up in the air big time. Like, why don't you just stand up?
It's the wine. It has a...
Yeah, it makes you like, what's this going on here?
Yeah, we got egg whites. So typically,
sours... How many are in that bottle right now? Is it like an evening's worth of egg whites?
Yeah,
they'll
last us.
I reckon
a Friday
that's
or a Thursday
good, like,
night,
25
right?
eggs.
Is there actually something spinning around? It looks like something in formaldehyde in there.
No,
like a little...
no. This is
it just looked like something. It's
perfectly
like...
good egg white,
Also, if you're after a vegan-friendly sour...
This is a good one.
Chickpeas.
Exactly.
Chickpeas. Pea water is the
not the actual chickpea, but the chickpea brine.
Do you guys do that? Love bucket?
Definitely.
Yeah, sometimes. Yep. Yeah.
You don't sound keen, but you do it.
I mean, anytime.
Not like, don't come in there and not be a vegan and ask for it. That's annoying.
If you requested, we'd run over, find a can of chickpeas.
Yeah, we'd you're people,
that,
people.
We'd
I
get
understand.
That brine. Yeah. We'd make it happen.
If you're friendly enough, we'll go to the dairy and
buy
a can of chickpeas.
You know, well, there's many, many ways around it. But yeah, egg white's a classic. So one egg white or about 30 mils.
Fuck, that looks gross coming out, by the way. Oh, no!
Why are you looking at me?
We'll be alright.
Oh, no, it's
I know. And
yes.
We'll be all right. And the thing about whiskey sours as well, any sour, is that you have to dry shake it first. So you want to shake it without the ice just to get everything mixed in properly.
So, whip it all up.
Yeah. I don't know if that's transferring, but
no, we can get it. There's a little jam under here going as well.
That was kind of a chill dry shake.
Yeah, yeah, you know, just because when you dry shake it, the air pressures it. Totally.
He's more convincing than shaking it.
Yeah. Here we go. So I can see everything's connecting now. One more little.
Yeah, you want to be there, make it good.
There we go. Yes.
Like, egg white looks so weird in that.
It does. Yeah. You're not supposed to see egg white.
How much will this last for? Like, well, I'm holding a bottle that's like an Arizona drink.
Honestly,
you're familiar with Arizona drinks.
We will go through one of those on any Friday or Saturday night. Easily. Easy.
What do you do with the yellow bits?
I'll just toss them twice at the
time. Yeah, sadly.
Yeah. I feel like bars need to hook up with bakers.
Yeah, maybe we'll
and you'll need to
yeah.
for
those.
I am going to add the ice now.
Is there a cocktail that uses the yolk?
Not yet, but that's a.
Let's
that's
get on that.
Idea.
What would you call that?
Let's get on it. You guys could do it, and then you could just
We made cocktail once. John and I made cocktails one time, and it was so bad. Mine was better, but they were both so bad. Hey, do you remember that, John?
I made a banana cocktail.
Oh, those are tricky.
Ooh, yeah, they are.
It was terrible. I made a. It was. Right. You'll agree, it wasn't that good.
It was fine.
I made a cocktail just from the classic juicy ice block.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good childhood classic, though.
It won the day. I tell you what. Fuck, that was a shake. You happy with that shake?
Beautiful, yeah. Better at my
got
the shakes than my dry shakes.
Got me the strain.
Yeah, go on. Awesome. So Jacko's going to do the straining now. Shut this in here.
Do we... okay. It's got a sieve there. Oh, it's come out of strange... I forgot what colour this was going to be tap. With all the...
Yeah,
time.
This
all
has...
All the wine and then the...
Oh, that's like an adult pink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very.
That's
when you say pink, you mean like a plum?
Yeah, like but an adult pink.
Plummy.
That's what I mean.
A little bit cherry-er.
Tomato, isn't it?
Oh, it's looking lovely, though.
He's off,
right
off.
To the top. Awesome. Yeah, so it's served in a coupe glass for us, by the way.
Red.
And last little ingredient before
we'll
the garnish.
In zoom in on that and clean it up.
Lovely.
It's great to get in there and have a real look.
You get that real layer of.
Yo, it's all coming up like it looks like consistency of a Guinness,
you get that sort of nitrous effect.
If Guinness was pink, then
maybe Kilkenny vibe.
And last thing we add before the garnish is the spot the curry bitters. So this is a cherry cedar bitters, so it's following
along.
You're
gonna twinkle it on top, aren't you?
Yeah,
can you
know,
put
a little
John's
bit
initials
of a,
on there.
Here we go. I'll just do a. I like amber artsy, so splatter effect for me.
Okay, Pollock.
There we go. Yeah, get a few,
cherry cedar bitters. Who makes?
Wherever you sip from the glass. Yeah, so this cherry cedar bitters.
Oh, of course.
If you want, have a little try. They're not too bad on their own. Yeah. They're not really bitter. They're quite.
I actually nicked some cherry bitters from a cocktail corner a while ago.
Did you? Yeah.
Still got it at home.
Those are lovely. They bring through the cherry flavors in there from the cherry.
You're putting a cherry on
and
top.
Last,
as well?
Yes. Last but not
no,
least.
Last ingredient.
Garnish.
Is
garnish
is cherry.
Yeah, there it
is. Yes, this is our port infused cherries. And a kaffir lime leaf as well.
It looks a little dangerous too, a little Halloween-y.
Yeah, you have to be,
That's great presentation. So right now, what we didn't see out there in Radio Land is there's a stick going up through a leaf. The leaf goes into the cherry, and then as it's lowered into the glass, you don't see the stick.
The stick
and the leaf is just
gone.
Sitting on the side of the glass as if to say,
look at us balance here. That just shows balance well done.
It's so good. That looks fantastic.
Isn't it just? Thank you.
Jesus,
I don't
even want to drink.
This is a smooth operation.
But I'm
going there we
to go. Going in first because it came to me first. I'm gonna...
A lot of work has gone into that cocktail.
It has.
There's a lot of ingredients in it.
We love to sit down and just
an
talk
entire
about ideas.
Afternoons of, just hard stress labor.
Yeah.
Lots of wine.
Inspiration.
A little bit of gin.
Yeah, drinking gin.
You know, getting it always brings out the best wine. Emotions. You know,
oh, wow, it's delicious, guys.
It's a really cool drink, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Holy
and
smokes.
I think, yeah, red wine in a cocktail, especially it's sour kinda, like that, it's not something you'd usually find.
It's like a cocktail version of a mulled wine.
You got
like,
it.
Like it's like a mulled wine's chucked the heels on, like gone out. You
know? No, I always like to hear what other people's thoughts are.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Because often, you know, Hans and I will be like, oh, we'll try to use real creative artistic words to describe our drinks. And then it'll just someone will be like, you know what? This is like this.
I like it.
It's like
a lot of times here, people will be like, oh, it's like a fruju, a melted fruju. Yeah, okay.
Try your work, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Have a little sip.
Oh, yum. Yum. What's it called? What are we calling it?
All over the place. It's this Blood Moon Rising. Yeah,
so if I go to Love Bucket and I say, give me a Blood Moon Rising immediately, please. 100%.
I will say, buy me a beer and we'll talk about it.
That's beautiful.
A lot of work has gone into that. There's obviously a lot of top-notch ingredients. I'll chuck it. What I'll do is I'll...
Everybody gets a cherry.
We've got itself. Pretty much like... the listeners can't see, but we've only got a little container of the cherries here. But
we've got a
big old bucket.
Yeah,
yes.
We love our buckets.
So. I'll give this a podcast. I'll podcast the recipe tomorrow. But if you want to make it really easy for yourself, you can head along to Love Bucket tonight. You've got Halloween special with Johnny Moondog and Libretta Suede DJing all vinyl. Up at Love Bucket. I'm sure tonight will be a shindig.
It's
up on K Road. It is Halloween.
Yeah.
So head along. There's lots of stuff happening all along K Road all the time, branching from cocktails to food to all the best music
and art.
So, thank you very much, Jack and Hans.
Pleasure.
We'll see you around the traps.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, guys, for hanging
out. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Kia ora.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.